Random House Audio presents The Jefferson Key by Steve Barry. Read for you by Scott Brick. The Congress shall have power to grant letters of marque and reprisal and make rules concerning captures on land and water. Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 8. Privateers are the nursery for pirates. Captain Charles Johnson, 1724. Prologue, Washington, D.C., January 30, 1835, 11 a.m. President Andrew Jackson faced the gun aimed at his chest. A strange sight, but not altogether unfamiliar, not for a man who'd spent nearly his entire life fighting wars. He was leaving the Capitol Rotunda, walking toward the East Portico, his somber mood matching the day's weather. His Treasury Secretary, Levi Woodbury, steadied him, as did his trusted walking cane. Winter had been harsh this year, especially on a gaunt 67-year-old body. His muscles were unusually stiff, his lungs perpetually congested. He'd ventured from the White House only to say goodbye to a former friend, Warren Davis of South Carolina, elected twice to Congress, once as an ally, a Jacksonian Democrat, the other as a nullifier. His enemy, the former Vice President John C. Calhoun, had concocted the nullifier party, its members actually believing that states could choose what federal laws they wanted to obey. The devil's work was how he'd described such foolishness. There'd be no country if the nullifiers had their way, which he supposed was their entire intent. Thankfully, the Constitution spoke of a unified government, not a loose league.